Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes you heal, you can take a break. From a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Say hello to everyone and wish everybody a great morning. We are starting our Monday week, the first of the week for some of us or most of us. Not everybody, because people do work all week and have different work days. But Monday, I always try to start out with a really happy bang, because this will set the tone for the rest of the week. So everyone, get your happy face on, smile, fake it till you make it if you have to, but try to be happy. Just breathing on this earth plane right now, you should be happy. We see beautiful things around us. All of our situations may not be, but we can turn those situations into positive from challenging. So I want to say hello to everyone in chat. Hi, everyone. Seattle, thank you. I love this song too. It gets my juices flowing. Hi, Texas Pearl. You know, I just adore you. And everyone else in chat, I love you too. So thank you for joining me. Thanks for being on the phone lines because we have a great show for you today. Again, you are listening to Bonnie Albers On Air, and I am Bonnie Albers. I am a spirit psychic intuitive medium. I'm an RN, an LNC, which means I can go to court. I'm a counselor and a life coach, and I specialize in everything. Although I will tell you, love, romance, relationships, sexual issues, and anything in between are my specialty. When it comes to psychic intuitive medium, I can bring through, I can talk about, and I can hear, see, and feel everything you need to know or spirit wants you to know. And I do this for a living. So you can find me on my webpage, which is www.bonniealbersonair.com. Go into the contact page and contact me. There's a drop down box as to what you want. Just give me a little time, about 24 hours to get back to you, 24 to 48. I want to tell you what's going on with me because I am, I've got all kinds of things going on in the next 2 weeks, and I want to inform you of them so you know kind of my schedule before I start with today's show. But I am also on YouTube. You can see me, so you can see what I look like. I can tell you that I am going to have to start walking a whole lot more. My son is a chef, and I can't even believe how much weight I've put on in those last 6 months. So after September, I think I'm going to be able to really get back to my exercise and watching what I eat. So here's my warning for all of you that have chefs. Don't let them come home. So no, my son's in chef school right now. I do want to tell you, take a look at the video. It was my last, I think the last entry was when I was on vacation in May and June. I am going to New York next week. So hopefully I will put something very quick vid up so that you can see me in New York. And then I'm going to try very hard to put some of my shows up. It's tough to put a radio show on YouTube, but I want you to hear and see some of what goes on behind the scenes. So just keep either like me or subscribe to my channel, and you'll get when I put new ones up. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and I'm on LinkedIn, and I think anything other social medias I'm on too. Just know that Bonnie Albers On Air is my brand, and if you can find me, I would love that. I so love all of you and love this show, and I just can't tell you how much you all mean to me, as well as how much all my guests, chatters, and callers mean. So now, and I also am, the one thing you won't see is I am also a columnist that's new with the magazine, Psychic Insight Magazine. I'm Ask Bonnie. So if you download psychicinsightmagazine.com, it's free. You can see me. You can see my picture. You can see the questions I answered. And if you'd like to put a question in there for me, there is a contact page. If you just write your question, you'll see it in print. Oh my goodness. It's one of my favorite things too. I don't know why I always forget to say it. It's just because I guess I grew up with Dear Abby, and now I'm Ask Bonnie. So if any of you would like to participate, I would love that. So today, this show is going to be fabulous. It's usually just me, me, and me, but today I've got my very close friend, very nice person, an angel. Her name is Candy Emery Potter. I am not going to put you on yet, Candy, but she is an angel card reader. She rocks with the angels. And what's really funny today is I said, there's an angel here. And can you guess who it is? Because I'm going to tell you. And she said Shamuel. And she was right. Shamuel, Angel Shamuel, was here with me. And she picked that up. So I'm going to let everyone speak to Candy in just a few minutes. But I do want to tell you that tomorrow I've got another special guest. His name is Jerry Humphreys. He rocks everything from Claire's to pet psychic to pet communicator to Reiki, hypnotherapist, past life regression. He reads his spirit animal cards. He brings in totems. He is just super fab, and he's going to be here to talk to you. We're going to chat metaphysically, and then he is going to participate with everyone online. So get your questions ready. Get anything you want to ask Jerry or myself. He is also the CEO of Psychic Insight Magazine, and he put the whole magazine together. He's just a phenomenal person, as well as an excellent reader and psychic medium. And I just love bringing him. He's from the UK. On Wednesday and Thursday, I am looking. I might have to cancel my Wednesday show. And the next time I will be back is possibly Friday. I am going to New York next week, so there'll be no shows. I am so excited because I love New York, but it's kind of on a personal trip for my daughter, who is finished, I think everybody knows this, her third year in medical school. She takes her big test, and I am going up there to move her. So I love that, and it might not be a fun trip for me this time, like you know, going to the restaurants and just looking around New York. It'll actually be a working time for me, and I am going to try to get some metaphysical stuff done there up there too. So I'm excited, but the next time I will be back bringing you all kinds of guests, and everything will be after that. And I think I got to look at my calendar, but I think it is August that I am coming back. If you just give me a second. I am looking. I will be back with a guest on the 18th of August. So the 17th is Wake Up World with me. That is the first time I am going to be back from New York. And that Tuesday, I've got Gregory Scott, the YouTube Astro Tarot Sensation. So we've got a week and a half break, and I hope everybody's gonna miss me as much as I miss you all. I just hope that you all stick with me when I come back. I can't wait to see you. So I am gonna put Candy on because we've got a crazy show for you this morning. Hey, Candy.
Hey, Bonnie, good morning, everybody.
Hi. Oh, Candy, please, because I didn't even give you the proper, you know, it's all about me, but I wanted to tell everybody, this is Candy Emery Potter. She is, again, my angel card reader. She is a super connected girl. And Candy, tell everybody what you do and how you rock with these angels.
Well, I communicate with the angels. I can do tarot cards. I can tell what color you're connected with, and each color is connected to an angel. They're also connected to your chakras, and also the planets. We found that out with Dr. Ron.
Yes. Goodness, he's so fabulous. But I mean, Candy, isn't that crazy that you and I were talking this morning? Both of us use different sets of cards. Actually, I have your sets of cards, but you know, I rock with my flower therapy and soul journey lesson cards. But remember, we were talking this morning just a few minutes before we got online, and I said, you know, there's an angel here. Do you know who it is? And you said yes,
Archangel Chamomile, because I kept saying pink this morning too. And that's connected with Archangel Chamomile, and his name is He Who Sees God. Archangel Chamomile is of pure love and can lift you from the depths of sorrow and find your love in your heart.
That is so fabulous.
He helps us renew and improve existing relationships. And he's just, you know, a very loving, soft archangel.
Well, do you know what, Candy? I mean, like I said, you know, I always pull cards and things for the show. That means somebody here rocks with the meaning of these cards. The cards are either for everybody. Everybody can take a piece of them because they're for the energy of the show. But then when both of us got Chamomile, there must be somebody besides us that needs this angel with them. We all need the angels. We all need all of the energy of the angels. But somebody here is got this angel that came forward for the show. Don't you love that?
Yeah. Aviz in chat just said that they're wearing pink.
Wow. I knew it. And wait, I'm going to go into my flower therapy deck really quick, and then I'll let you go into your angel cards. But I have to, and, okay. then we'll get to the phone lines. But I do have to tell everybody, this is super cool. Somebody from Wales, a very sweet lady, was listening, a sweet girl, because we're all young. And she loved the flower therapy desk enough that when she listens to the show, she actually purchased them. So that's why I want to do them in case she's listening. But my flower therapy, actually, you know what I'm feeling? You need to start with your cards first. Do you want to hear something?
Okay.
I've got to be polite and let my guests speak first. Sorry. Go ahead, girlfriend.
Okay, my first card that I pulled today was from the Archangel Power Tarot card deck from Doreen Virtue. It's the Knight of Raphael. It's romantic, dramatic, poetic. It's committed romantic relationships being swept off your feet. Situations or topics that make your heart flutter. It has a knight riding a white steed with a flag over some water. It's
wow.
A very pretty card. And it has a couple doves in the up in the background flying. So
it's
a very pretty card.
Yeah, do you want to hear something, Candy? That goes so well with Shamuel, who is is the angel, didn't you say, of pink, of love and relationships?
Of light, of relationships, right.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I also pulled another card from the Whispers of Love. It's a tarot deck that's about relationships and things. And it says, back to what you love. Your current situation is giving you an appropriate opportunity to really reevaluate what you want. It has a girl looking down this tunnel of trees, and at the other end is a picture of her. And in this, there's four white doves. There's also, the tunnel is actually made of trees, and there's foliage and beautiful flowers of green, pink, and purple in it. And
wow.
There's butterflies in it. It's a very beautiful card.
I love all these messages. It's all about love, romance, relationships. And guys, it doesn't just mean the love of a soulmate, but it can be the love of a soul friend, the love of soul pets, the soul
yourself.
Of anything, yourself. Well, that should be the first love. I always tell people that's the hardest one to really come to grips with, because people think, well, if I love myself, that's conceited. But really, the love of yourself means, and I so want to let everybody know this, it means the love and the acceptance of everything you rock in this lifetime, your flaws as well as your attributes, because it all makes up who you are, why you're here, what you're here to work on or to help. And so embrace everything about yourself. If there is something you don't love about yourself, we have the ability to change it. And that's what I want everybody to know here. We have the ability to change it. You yourself are the ones who need to look inside and say, hey, I don't love this about myself, but that's okay. I'm going to love it, embrace it, and change it. So I love that when you say love of yourself. That is so perfect, Candy, for everybody.
Yes.
I will tell you. Go ahead.
And then I also had pulled and was drawn to this message, angel message. You're doing a good job of releasing fears and worries to the ascended masters so that they fully express your divine qualities of creativity, wisdom, joy, peace, and love.
Oh, I love that. So I hope somebody out there that's listening understands and can rock with those messages. I am going to hold mine till the end because I do want to get to the phone line, since since Candy is the angel reader here. And the reason I'm bringing Candy in on a day where usually it's just me, as you all know, is because I wanted to bring to you, Candy hasn't been on our show for a while. She has been a big, intricate part of chat, and I just adore her. And I am leaving town, so I want to leave everybody with uplifting messages and a beautiful angel messages from the angels, as well as from Candy, who hears and rocks with them. So Candy here is our first caller, and everybody, okay. I just want you to know that I love you, and hopefully Friday it'll be wrap up your week with me. It'll be my last show for another week. I still haven't decided what's going to happen Wednesday, but I am thinking I have to take Wednesday's show off. So, but I might, okay. I'm still kind of iffy about that. I might have to go somewhere. So 928, you are on with Candy and Bonnie. Hi. Hello?
Hi.
928, are you muted?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Alfina.
Alfina, hi. I'm going to have you talk to Candy, because you and I have talked a lot, I think. So, because Alfina,
go ahead. I kind of have a question pertaining to, like, medical condition.
Okay. Throw it out there, and we'll see what if I can answer it for you.
Okay. Well, I've been getting, like, really itchy at night for the past 3 weeks, or, like, probably, yeah, like 3 weeks. And recently the doctor said that I might have scabies, so I took the cream and stuff. And I'm just
I got to tell you something. Alfina, you know how I love to interrupt people, and I don't, but I do. That's the first thing that popped into my brain. So go ahead.
Okay, so it was scabies?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm wondering, is it, like, am I cured now? Like, I don't have to... But the thing about it is, like, nobody in my family and even my boyfriend, they don't show any signs of scabies. But then the doctor told me maybe it's because some people, they just don't get it.
I don't know if I believe that one. I believe that everybody's system is different. But I think that the thing is that if you were, it always, the how you can see this is, the rash really comes out and itches at night. And then it goes almost away in the daytime. And it's not as, and then if you look at the rash at night, it just looks like it is very specific to scabies. So, and scabies can be gotten rid of, or actually it's caused by, if you have a cat you sleep with, dogs, any type of bedding that, you know, came in contact with scabies and, you know, with that bug. But I have to tell you, it is not on people, especially little children, get it in sandboxes and things that aren't clean, because bugs do get in there. And I don't mean dirty bugs, because bugs are everywhere. But you can have been with somebody or put on a type of clothing item or tried it on in a store that had them and you didn't see them, because they burrow under the skin and then you don't see them at night. Usually it comes out with animals too, or people who have scabies. So a lot of times though, when people, go ahead.
That was the thing I told her, because before I started to itch, my dad actually gave me a small kitten, and I had him for like 3 days, and he slept in the bed and everything by me. And one day I was brushing him and I noticed like flakes coming out of the brush and stuff. So I touched his coat and it was kind of bumpy, so I kind of knew there was something wrong, but I gave that kitten away, and I told the doctor that, and she told me that you can't get scabies from animals.
Oh, I don't believe that. I don't know I don't believe that either. So because I know that's what happened, how it's contagious. I mean, that's where you get them from. They just don't appear. So a lot of times if your animals have them, it doesn't mean you're always going to get them, but if you're susceptible to that kind of, bug. That's what you're going to have. I got it from a cat. So I know I got it when I was in 14, so like 12, 14. And I ended up in the ER because I thought that I had aliens coming out of my skin. So, all of a sudden, because in the daytime there was nothing, in the nighttime. So I know that it is possible. I know it is probable. And I know that is exactly what you got it from and why you had it. So if you put the medicine on, you're going to be cured. Just clean your sheets and everything else. Doesn't mean everybody around you is going to get it. Just means you got to get rid of it. That's all.
Okay. Well, that's the thing right now. Like, am I okay? Like, that was my question. Like, is everything, like, fine?
Oh, how long did you have to put the medicine on? Because you should have had to put it on for a little bit.
I left it on for 14 hours.
Uh-huh.
And then I took a shower and I put on clean clothes and I washed my blankets, my sheets, my pillows.
Okay. Did they tell you it was a one-time application?
That's what she said. And I told her, what if they're still there after I do the treatment? And she kind of said, you'll still itch 4 weeks after, but that just is it's a side effect or something
side
like
effect.
That.
Yeah, you know what? I know that when I had it back then, and I'm a lot older than you are. Actually, I'm younger than you are because I'm on my second time around. But I had to put mine on for a few days. So, it could be the treatment is different now. But I am going to tell you, there's a marked, you will notice, if you do not notice any of those bumps or they turn red and they're gone, then you're done. But I can't, can I feel that you have them? I feel you had them. So that kind of makes me, I still can feel that shift. So I'm going to tell you that give it 3 days. How long have you been off the medicine? Just now?
Let's see. I think today is the third day because I did the treatment Thursday night.
Okay. Today would be your exactly 3 days. If you don't notice anything today, you're done with them. Okay? If you feel that if you see the same reaction, then I would go back and tell her you need another treatment. But I kind of feel, because see, I feel they haven't been gone long enough for me. I can still feel them in your skin. Because it takes a while, they die. That's what happens. They die. So I still feel that if you are, you will notice a marked difference today and tonight if they are gone. If not, you call her back and tell her you need another treatment. Okay?
Okay. And my question was too, like, my boyfriend, like, he doesn't show any signs of itchiness or anything. So I'm just wondering, like, is it possible that I didn't give him scabies? Because it's been like 4-5 weeks.
Sometimes other people don't get scabies that are around you. Right. I was a CNA for a nursing home, and we had an outbreak of scabies, and that everybody got it. I didn't get it, and I was taking care of the patients. Not everybody gets it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, my question is pertaining to him, like, he doesn't have it, right? Like, he didn't get it or anything, so I don't have to worry.
Yeah, I don't feel he'll get it.
I don't feel he'll get it. Yeah, I don't feel it either.
Go ahead. Okay, all right. Well, that was what I was wondering about. But thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
And call us back with any issues that you have, okay?
Okay.
Because I think you're good, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Bye. Oh, she's so sweet. It's just such a sweetie. Do you want to hear something? You are so sweet. Here we go. 856, you're on with Bonnie and Candy. Hi. Or Candy and Bonnie. It should be my guest first. Hi.
Hi. This is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. Well, let me hear.
Good to hear you this morning. Hi, Candy. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just waiting to hear whether or not I got the job. I'm hoping to hear this week.
Well, you know how I feel, so I am going to leave.
I feel it's going to be good news. I really do.
Yeah, me too. Well, then that would be right along the lines of what I've told you. Laura, you're going to be, I mean, this is it, girlfriend. You've been waiting.
I really do. I do want to get a house, too. Do you see that happening for me?
I already gave you my opinion. I'm going to hand you over to Candy.
I said towards the end of the year, after you get settled in your new job.
Okay, great.
You have such a sweet personality. I want to know, I feel that you're most physical. Have you looked into that?
What?
Go ahead, Candy. Laura, go ahead.
I feel you are metaphysical, that you have gifts like we do. Have you looked into them?
I do Reiki. Occasionally I do Reiki shares.
But I feel you have more than just Reiki.
Okay, so I get signs. I get letters and lights blinking. And sometimes something will move occasionally in my apartment, but it's typical. Oh, and I get a lot of coins. I find coins around my car
all the
time.
Pennies from heaven there from your loved one. It feels like a grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the feathers? The feathers will start floating down in front of me occasionally, too.
Feathers are from your angels. And I'm picking up your main angel is.
I know. I have it.
I have Archangel Michael.
Okay.
That's so funny. And I have an angel that I feel like is around you. And it's really crazy because he's
many of them.
Yeah, I have Haniel around you.
Yeah, that was the second one. And she also has Metatron. And there's the Josephine, Archangel Josephine.
What color is Josephine?
She is kind of like a very beautiful light blue.
Light blue. Oh.
Even lighter than Haniel. Haniel is a very light blue, but this one's even lighter than Joseph, you know, than Haniel.
Now, what does Josephine represent? Is she an archangel?
She's the archangel. Oh gosh, I can't remember off the top of my head.
I'm sorry.
Bunny, can you pick up something?
What are you asking?
Archangel Josephine. What does she or he represent? Archangel Raphael is the archangel for healing.
Okay, well, I will tell you something. What I see, the angels come around me, and I don't, it's a shame that I don't know all of them, but I will tell you, and I am going to tell you in a second. But Josephine, it's really crazy because right now what I see, because I'm the one that saw Haniel, okay? I see Josephine standing in the background. She's playing a beautiful harp. So I am going to say that she is maybe there for... And she's saying right now, actually, she's there for you for love, protection, and serenity. So this will be interesting to actually see what Josephine represents, because this is why she's with you.
She is the guardian angel of the people that believe in gardening. She's like the archangel of the elementals.
Oh,
yes.
Because the house I want to buy is on the water. And I'm all about nature and being out amongst nature. So maybe that's what's coming through.
I had to think about it. I had to think about it there for a minute because she's not somebody that comes up for just everybody. She is like, like Bonnie said, she usually sits in the background.
Yes, and
she comes forward for very special people.
Yeah, and what she's showing me here is really crazy. Is and this is what it is really crazy, but it's for it's Mother Gaia that she's standing behind, actually, which is which is so Earth. It's amazing. So what she's doing probably is letting, you know, Haniel up front, and then she is also enhancing what he is bringing you in love, serenity, Mother Gaia, and peace. Because and I feel like maybe that has to do with where you'll be. So I'm not even, this is channeling right now. So I can tell you that she is waiting for you to walk into this energy. And that's a really cool energy to walk in, because I don't feel like you're in that energy right now, but I feel it's coming.
Wonderful.
Her colors are actually purple, pink, green. She just doesn't have just one color. She has many different colors.
Oh, really? I thought Raphael was the only one that had green.
No, this one has a mixture of all the colors. Yeah, he is of the green light, but she, this Archangel Josephine, she has the different colors in it. She also has yellow. She's very beautiful.
Who has orange? Is there an Archangel with orange?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
It might be Hani. Let me take a look, because I did go over the angels and their colors. There is crystals even associated with them. But
when I'm doing the Reiki, I get all the other colors, and I know who they belong to, but orange has been coming in, and I don't know who orange belongs to. And I like to thank them when I get the colors.
Yes.
I don't know who to name when I see orange.
Okay.
Talk to Bonnie for a minute. I need to.
Yes. I am going to tell you that all that the angels, I mean, I really relate them to crystals. So the red, orange, yellow, green, indigo are all crystals of the archangels. So, I mean, I've got to go through. Let me take a look and see my orange. Do you want to hear something really funny? I told you that Haniel, I'm looking for Haniel. And I have a girl on the phone. She is my, she was my teacher way back. I used to call her. I just have to say hello to her. I just have to say, Rosemary is on the line. She used to call me Grasshopper, and I used to call her Master. Now I think I'm calling her Grasshopper. LOL. I know she is listening. She would be able to tell you. I'm going to see if she's got the answer for you. She's a powerful dolphin healer, and I am so happy. I think it's the first time I've ever seen her listening to me. Let me grab her. Rosemary?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Hi. I'm so excited, Grasshopper. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful.
Do you know what color orange, which, because you are really big on the angels and colors and lights. Do you know what color orange represents in the archangels or crystal?
Sun agate.
Okay, so what's the sun?
The sun agate is, it's a beautiful, if you can find one, I would suggest carrying one with you. And, you know, what's interesting is I don't retain that kind of information. What when I'm finished with working with someone, have a book that I look up everything that I've used, which totally pertains to the energy that's been flowing between me and that person. So I haven't done the crystals in a long time. I've moved on to a higher vibrational type of healing, going more into the cosmos and tapping into the higher self and the cosmos and the universal energies.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I have got to find, I have it because I, oh, here we go. I'm going to tell you what you've been asking for. But I have to tell you, Rosemary, I love you so much. And you are welcome on this show anytime.
Oh, thank you. And, it, you know, it's so odd because I'm not supposed to be here chilling out today. I drive trucks, and I should be in my truck, but my truck's in for repairs for one extra day, and I saw your post on Facebook. And I said, oh, my goodness, I haven't been able to listen to Bonnie's show in a long time, and I'm going to tune in to see what there is to see.
I love that, girlfriend. I am going to put you on hold, but I am going to tell everybody this was my spiritual teacher when I first got started way back. So I'm going to put
Yeah, we had fun, didn't we?
Yes, we did. You whipped me into shape, put it that way. I am going to put you on hold, Rosemary, because I know what you're going to say. Okay, I know what answer you are looking for, Laura. The answer is Gabrielle. It's Gabrielle.
Yes.
So it is when you wear citrine, copper, which is, and I'm sure there's other ones, but I'm going to say Gabrielle is the healing angel, Laura. So if you're doing Reiki and you see that color, it's because Gabrielle is helping you with
helping
healing.
Heal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to see, there is other colors. I'm sure other angels that rock the color orange, but you've got Gabrielle, whose citrine is a yellow orange. You can have citrine going from very yellow to orange. And of course, copper is orange and pink. So what did you come up with, Candy?
I also came up with Archangel Shamiel.
Mm-hmm.
The one with that starts with the S.
Okay.
It's also associated with that color.
So now you have your angle.
It depends upon what resonates with you and how you feel it's being shown to you.
So have we helped you out, Laura, at all? Telling you, one, you're metaphysical, which definitely you are. Two is you just got to embrace it because what you're feeling and why. I kind of feel, honey, that you, when you see the feathers and you see the pennies and you see the, well, the coins, and you see things moving and bumping in the night, they're trying to get your attention. And what they're saying is time for you to step up to the plate and know that your mystical side is telling you that you're so much more, which you don't have to do in the public eye, but you do have to, you know, acknowledge. And that way more gifts will come in. Okay, Laura. Well, I don't know what happened to Laura. We're at talking. Oh my gosh.
Got our messages.
Yes, I hope so too. Yeah. 780, you're on with Bonnie and Candy. Hi.
Hey, Bonnie, it's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going?
Hi, Jay. Oh my goodness, I'm so happy to speak with you. How are you?
Good, I'm just doing fine. So just really interesting time, so for stuff, so.
Well, you know what? I know it's an interesting time, but I do want to tell everybody, Jay is a very interesting, and he is also metaphysical too. Jay, it's more about work for you, I feel, because that's where your energies are at. Am I right?
Oh, well, just right now, it's always work all the time, so I'm just, yeah.
Go ahead. You want to start with him, Candy?
Jay, I feel a lot of blue around you today. Does that resonate with you?
What's the color blue mean?
I'm going with Archangel, talking, and I'm going with Archangel Haniel today with you. I know about your drums. I'm getting shivers with this, you know, because I've heard about your drums. Is there any way that you could get it out there? Because they are so special that people need to hear your drums because it's going to talk to different people in different ways, and it's very special.
Oh, yeah, it is actually special.
Yeah, it's special to you, for yourself, and there's something stuck in you.
Yeah.
There's something stuck, and I feel if you get this out, it's going to help remove this, that what's stuck inside of you, because it's something that's you and special to you and nobody else's.
Yeah.
Jay, tell me what your question is, because I feel like you've got, like, I'm seeing your aura, because I see auras, and it's swirling around your head. So that shows me, when I see that, that you're confused and you're not quite getting out what you really need to say. I feel like you can't, and I don't know why. Is it something you don't want to face or something you don't want to ask? But whatever it is, you've got to be more specific so that the universe, the stuck, can come out. Because that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling that it's in within yourself. It's not that you're stuck. It's within yourself.
Yeah, I find that too right now. Just myself, I'm just asking some big questions right now. So
yes, that's exactly what I'm feeling. Go ahead, Candy.
It feels like I have a furball in my throat, Jay, with you. Do you need to work on your throat chakra?
No, I can speak really well, so I just...
It just feels like there's a... I'm going to call it a furball in my throat.
Jay, you know what I think? Here's what I feel. Not so much what I think, because what I'm feeling, it isn't that you can't speak, because you're an excellent speaker. Is that you you're confused about what to do, and that way you're... What she's seeing or feeling is that you can't bring out, and that's what's happening right now with me. I'm not able to speak clearly. It's not that it's out there in the public. It's within you. You're not able to come to grips with something, and therefore you can't speak your truth. So I'm not quite sure what it is, Jay, and I have a feeling, and that's why I said it. I have a feeling that it has to do with a crossroads in what you want to do in life. And maybe that's where the voice isn't coming out, because I feel that there's something stopping you, and I don't know what it is, from just full out coming out with one, what you do, and one, how to make it work. And I'm not sure why, Jay. Can you enlighten me?
Well, you've done the work too. It's how much work do you have to do in order to get some stuff moving, in terms of manifesting or creating, and then plus you feel that you're an old soul, and then you're trying to communicate and be friends with some people. So it's about relationships, I feel too, with myself. Especially this month, right? It's about relationships, it seems like.
Yes.
And, with my father, myself, breaking down in communications, and me just trying to put myself out there, just it's kind of underwhelming. I mean, that you don't have, like, spiritual friends. I got friends I can talk to you, but I don't have, you know, physical friends I can really talk to in my area, right? So...
Can I ask why do you not have, because I know you're in Canada, and I know I have a lot of Canadian callers and listeners, so, and I'm thankful for that, but is there not communities that you can link? Because I feel like, you know, I feel the, it's like you're insulated, so I feel that you're not out there, and that's part of, I think, the issue about why Candy says she feels the furball in her throat, is that you're really not out there. And I feel like you're scared or you're fearful of putting yourself out there in the public, in the mainstream public, or looking into groups. Because I feel that you have not connected with people in your area that are of like minds, and I'm not sure why. And do you not find the groups, or have you not looked?
No, I'm in a couple of groups right now.
Okay, so where is the problem about finding metaphysical friends? Because you should be finding them in those groups.
Well, they just, you know, get together once in a while, and after that, just, I don't know, they got their own things going on.
So you're not feeling the love is what I'm saying. You're not feeling the love. I feel that you haven't met your group yet. And I think that's why. I think that there are people, and I feel that there's people out there that you haven't met yet, that you're kind of insulated or insular, meaning you're not looking all the time for them. And they're showing me they're right around the corner. So for me, I would have to get out there a little bit more with what you do. Okay. And they're showing me that peeps will come to you. So are you not out there with your drumming and your drums and not so much teaching, but going places with them?
Well, I'm trying to do that with my students, but they didn't respond to my emails regarding, you know, showing up basically. So
can you form some type of a healing band?
Could, yeah.
Because what I'm seeing is you going places, and I'm not going to call them festivals, but places with a group of people, and you're all doing like healing through music, healing through your words, healing through your drumming. And I feel that that's where you're going to really connect with like minds. And so for me, Jay, I know this isn't an easy solution, and I know it's not a fast one, but I would be looking, see, because nobody's going to do it but you. They're showing me, don't wait for the emails. I'm going to let you talk in 1 minute, Candy. I know, I can't believe I'm doing this, but I feel like if you wait, you're waiting your whole life. They're showing me like Rip Van Winkle underneath a tree. So what you have to do is take it. And if one avenue doesn't work, Jay, you've got to go to the next avenue. And what I see is you putting together a spiritual band. You can do it. It's going to take work. It's not going to be like tomorrow. But people who are going to answer your ad, if you put in an ad, you needed this, you needed that, you're starting a spiritual encounter band, that answer that calling will be your lifetime friends. So I don't know how you're going to do it. And people say that same thing to me. But I can tell you that if you do it, the rewards are astronomical for you. Go ahead, Candy.
Okay, Jay, I actually pulled two cards for you while Bonnie was talking. The first one is Nine of Ariel. Your dreams are fulfilled. Hard work leads to great success. A love for the beautiful things in life. And the second one is Page of Michael. Truthful, perceptive, and blunt. An exciting new challenge. You have what it takes to succeed. Review contracts or documents very thoroughly.
Yeah, I feel like, Jay, I mean, I'm going to give this to you again really quick because they're beating me on the head, literally beating me like with your drums. Okay, so this is what they're saying. In order to move forward, they're waiting for you. You're waiting for them. They're waiting for you. So I feel such an isolation around you. And I don't mean that you want it. I mean, that's what you have. It's like, you're looking from the outside of your eyes through a big glass window, but nobody can get in and nobody's around. So what you have to do is you got to get out of that glass window, you get your snowmobile, and you go down that hill and all those people will be there. Because I hate to say this because they show it to me in scenes, but the problem lies with if you wait, you're going to wait and wait and wait and wait. And you are an old soul. And see, for you, waiting doesn't seem to be the problem, even though you're frustrated, because you've been that old soul for many lifetimes and you have done this. And I feel like I'm looking at one of your lifetimes. And I'm sure you know this, but you were in a tribe, a very isolated tribe. There wasn't very many people in it, but you were like a family, and because of that reason, And because that you're used to that from past lives, that's what you're subconsciously reverting to. So you've got to get out of that, because that's what you're here in this lifetime to learn, is how to break out of those feelings. Yes, you are an old soul from way back. And I mean, what you have to offer this world right now is too important. So you've got to get it out there. And then you're the one that has to do it.
Yeah, just
lots of things.
Jake, do they have psychic fairs up there that you could take your drumming to?
I can, but it's, my stuff is really sacred, so it's a different.
But I feel like, and this is why I feel that you're, maybe this is why I'm seeing your past life. It's sacred to you, but it's also needed to be out. And so how do you balance the sacred part of what you do with how to get this to the public? Because, see, we're in the age of Aquarius. Everything's being enlightened. If you save it for yourself, how are we going to teach people to be enlightened? So there's where the balance for you comes. And I feel like you've grabbed that. And I can see that, I hate to say this, but I can see the isolation is of your own doing. So you gotta come out of that sacred closet, my friend, and figure out how to bring this knowledge, this way of thinking, and this teachings to the public, because that's what you're here to do. The sacred scribes are done. You can look at a sacred scribe. You can go into the scribes. You can go into your Akashic records. But we're looking to enlighten, to bring vibrational energy up. So you've got to get out of that sacred space and figure out what part of the sacred can actually be taken to the public, because you've gotten too much insular, if you understand what I'm saying. I know it's a lot for you to think about. Right. And I can tell you that if you do, you're going to be waiting and keeping that sacredness to you and not sharing this lifetime with the world what needs to be out there. And you can wait, you can come back another lifetime and do it, Jay. But I feel that you are supposed to start breaking loose some of that sacredness that you're holding to you and bring it to the masses. And you think that it's by drumming, but there's other aspects of it that needs to become unfurled. And that's why they're showing me this self-imposed isolation. It's just not supposed to be. So I hope that, you know, we only have 3 minutes left. So please give us what you feel. Yeah. I'm able to take anybody else, but.
Yeah, just for myself, I'm just definitely been isolated. So it's hard to talk to like-minded people unless, you know, either you or other people. So it's face-to-face people.
We love you on the show, and I love when you're here, because you do bring a lot, even energy-wise. Everybody that's metaphysical that comes to the show, to me, brings metaphysical energy. And so, Jay, totally, you could get involved in the community, especially in chat. I have all different shows, and I've got all different chatters at any one time. And that's cool. And that's what, if you ask Candy, that's what really makes the community so you feel connected. I do feel that there's so much more for you if you kind of put that toe out of that window, and it just takes a little momentum. It's just a matter. You are super, super connected. And I know if you ask your angels, guides, and masters, and be honest with yourself, they'll show you the route to where you need to meet these people, because I feel they're right around the corner, but you're waiting for them to come to you and they're not showing up. So you have to go and collect them, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
I can't, Candy, do you want to add anything to that?
I have nothing more to add for him.
Okay.
Okay, well, Jay, I love you.
Jay.
Yeah, we love you. We love you here. All metaphysical. I hope that everybody in the metaphysical community understands how we all have to be connected. All of us need to connect to each other in order to keep the energies of ourselves and our spirit up. So I could come to Canada, I would find it for you because I could see them right around the corner. But I know if you just put it out there, start a spiritual, I could see it, spiritual band. And understand that some of yourself is going to have to come into that because I feel like you hold back. Okay?
Okay.
All right. We hope to see you here again and have a great evening or actually a great morning. I'm going to lunch. I'm going to meet a friend who's an astrologist. She is astrologist for a column she writes for Shirley MacLaine. And I love her very much. I don't see her often. And I know today we are going out to lunch. So I want to wish everybody a happy day. It is Monday. And please join me tomorrow.
Okay.
Jay, have you talked to Jerry on my show?
No, I haven't.
Jay?
No, I haven't.
He's going to be here at 1 o'clock tomorrow. He's my Dumbledore. Give him, if you want to come on the show tomorrow, I'd love to hear what he says to you.
Okay.
Okay. So have a great day, everyone. I want to thank you for being here. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Texas. I'll be talking to you soon. Candy, it's always a pleasure having you. It doesn't seem like we ever have enough time. So I will talk to you soon. And I hope everybody enjoys their Monday, and I will see you here tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Bye.
Blessings.
Bye. Blessings and love.